I am the good shepherd, says the Lord. I know my sheep and mine know me. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. A demoniac who could not speak was brought to Jesus. And when the demon was driven out, the mute man spoke. The crowds were amazed and said, "Nothing like this has ever been seen in Israel." But the Pharisees said, "He drives out demons by the prince of demons." Jesus went around to all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom, and curing every disease and illness. At the sight of the crowds, his heart was moved with pity for them, because they were troubled and abandoned, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest." The Gospel of the Lord. This week I'm getting to relive my glory days as an actor on the big stage. How so? Well, I'm helping with the skits for Vacation Bible School. And I'm playing the role of Marcus. Okay, maybe it's not exactly Broadway in New York City, but it is the third floor of St. Anne's in Fort Smith City. And my audience will be some very tough critics, 5 to 12-year-olds who are going through Vacation Bible School. Back when I was in sixth grade at St. Teresa's Elementary School in Little Rock, I played the role of Gabriel in a Christmas play, and truly, a star was born. Later, when I studied at the University of Dallas, I was fascinated by Shakespeare's plays and took an entire semester on the Bard, as he is known. We read all 37 plays, but my professor said they were not meant to be read as if in a book, but rather to be seen performed live on stage. That's the way Shakespeare intended it. You had to see the action live and hear the parts uttered by the actors. So I would go to our university library and sit in a small room and listen to records and tapes of Shakespeare's plays. It wasn't the same as playing the part of Gabriel in a Christmas play, but it was close enough. And now I'm an ordained Catholic priest. And have I stopped acting? Not exactly. Every morning, when I celebrate Mass, I get to play the most important role of my life, namely, Jesus at the Last Supper. I get ready before Mass and practice my lines, my homily. I don my costume, the vestment with the proper color of the day. And then when I walk on stage, the altar and the sanctuary, the crowd explodes in thunderous applause. Well, not exactly applause, but you say the entrance antiphon. At least you stand out of respect for the leading actor. Of course, other actors take part in the play that is the Mass. Deacons have important roles and sometimes soliloquies called sermons. Altar servers assist. Eucharistic ministers administer communion to the audience lectors help with the dialogue, and of course, ushers take up the cost of admission, the collection. And we know that Jesus wanted us to participate in the liturgical play of the Mass because he explicitly told his apostles at the Last Supper, "Do this in remembrance of me." Our Lord issued that command not only to his priests, but to the entire Christian community. In other words, just like I will play the part of Marcos this week, so each of us must play our part in the great drama of the liturgy, speaking our lines and moving to our assigned places. And like my Shakespearean professor said back at the university, the liturgy is not meant to be read in a book, the Bible, but enacted on a stage, the Eucharistic liturgy. Hence, Catholic Christians must attend Mass and not just sit at home and read the Bible. In the Gospel today, Jesus assigns additional roles for his great play called the Drama of Salvation History. He says, "The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest." In other words, like I played the part of Gabriel back in sixth grade, so now Jesus, the director of the play, needs people to play the part of laborers for the harvest. That is, people ready to share the good news and bring in the wheat of the harvest. Isn't it amazing to see new faces at Mass every Sunday? And how the Holy Spirit is inspiring more and more people to come to Mass to take part in the great drama called the history of salvation. Praised be Jesus Christ.